You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break, episode 252. Hey, Make Your Breaker, welcome back. I hope you've had a great week. Today, I want to talk about the ever-changing landscape that we have, which is our economy and our business, and how those things work together. Now, I know you're a creative, and you probably don't want to talk too much about business or listen too much about business, especially if it gets a little bit more technical or if it's something that's nothing to do with us making a little bit of money right now. But I've got to say, empowering yourself of understanding where your business is at and where the economy is at will actually relieve a lot of anxiety and give you a lot of answers. You know, I heard Elon Musk talk on, I think it was a Joe Rogan podcast episode, and he was talking about technology and how if you don't understand technology, then everything's magic. And I thought about that, and I think about that with business. Like, if you don't understand business, then everything's a mystery. And so it's so easy to see how it's a mystery. Like, if someone's making money, well, that's because they're lucky. We always think, you know, if someone's making a lot of money, man, they must be lucky. They must have had some opportunities. They must have had a break, a lucky break. We always jump to these conclusions and we forget that business is a repeatable process that anyone can do in any area, and you can plug it in and make it work. And I love that about business. It's a cool thing. It also means that I get to experiment and play a lot more and do a lot of things. So business, just to give you a little analogy here, if you are, let's say, a photographer, because I know most people, they've probably used a camera before, even if it's your iPhone. Let's just say, for example, with your photography, you start taking some photos and they're not looking very good. And then you just think that maybe a professional photographer is just luck. Like, that's what it is. Then maybe they're born with it. They got some talent, some hidden talent. Or it's just luck. Or it's just the gear that they use. And it's nothing to do with how to take the photo. So this is the mindset that we have around business. If you are a professional photographer and you decide to learn, let's just say, for instance, you learned aperture and ISO, but you decided not to learn shutter speed, and you didn't understand why your photos just weren't looking very good. And if I'm looking over at you, I'm like, I know why, because you missed out a whole fundamental element of taking a photo, the shutter speed. And you say, well, I don't really want to learn that, to be honest. It's just a mystery. I'm just going to leave it there. Now, what the issue is I can clearly see how that needs to be fixed. I can see that you're stubborn and you don't want to fix it, but to take a perfectly exposed photo, you need those three things. Like, you actually do: ISO, aperture, and shutter speed. So bringing it into the business world, you need three things. You need your offer, you need marketing, and you need sales. There's non-negotiable on any of those. It doesn't matter how much you hate sales. It still has to be there. It's like someone saying, like, I really hate shutter speed when it comes to taking a photo. It's like, well, regardless of how much you hate it, it's still there and it still plays an important role. So in business, a lot of the times we think everything's just a mystery, and I hope that analogy didn't go over your head, especially if you're not a photographer, but I want you to think about it in context to you and your craft and what you do and the things that you know that no one else knows. And you know you could teach someone else the fundamentals on how to create the thing that you create, right? So business is very much just the same. I see it as very creative, but we have this other element where in the world, a lot of the times we think we're dictated by the economy and what the market is actually doing out there. And we are, and we very much are. So we need to make sure that we know where we're at with what we are doing and if it's a good idea to continue on with our business, to pivot it, to change it, to reinvent it. You know, there's so many things that we can think about when it comes to our business of what we need to do when something like a recession comes, or it could be, you know, it could be a war, it could be tons of things happening in your country right now that make things really hard for you to continue business. So that's what we're going to dive into today. If you are interested in joining the Six-Figure Business Map, I just want to say I'm actually launching a webinar later on this month. And I think it's called something like You're Leaving Money on the Table. And I would say this is the most valuable free webinar that I've ever done in my life and that I've ever seen anyone do when it comes to building a creative business, because so many people don't know what to concentrate on. Should I do more marketing? Should I do more sales? Should I optimize their website? Should I be doing SEO? Should they be doing more content on social media? And so this is going to demystify that and show you just an easy proven process where you go step by step, what do I need to work on? And this is how to work it out. If you're interested in that, just head over to my website, sixfigurebusinessmap.com. and all the details will be right there. I've also got a link straight down below. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, let's get into it. I'm really excited. I want you to think about something here. I talk about business as a ship. So a ship is the vessel that takes us from where we want to be today to where we want to be tomorrow. And that's all it is. It transports us over there and it creates an amazing client experience. And we can bring on other people on our ship, on our journey. And we get to be proud of it, have our flag high. So this is what I teach inside the six-figure business map. I'm always talking about how the thing's a ship. Now, what I see is when things go bad, too many people go too rigid. So if there is a huge storm coming our way, and let's say it's a recession, it could be anything at all, we get so rigid and in our ways and we think that we don't want to change. We forget that we're on a landscape that changes all the time. Like if you're in the ocean, it's always changing every day. Every day it's changing. And so throughout my career over the last 10 years when I was a wedding photographer, I actually seen so many photographers lose their business simply because they had this fixed mindset where they were so rigid and they would say, no matter what, I'm never changing my prices. I would never lower my prices. I would never change my offers. I don't care what the clients are saying. I don't care what the economy is saying. I don't care what my competitors are saying. I'm never changing. And I seen this actually during COVID. When COVID hit, people were like, there's no way I'd ever give a discount. There's no way I'd give a refund on a deposit. There's no way I'd lower my prices. There's no way I'm going to change my travel. There's no way I'm going to change the time that I offer. I've seen this over and over and over. And the people that acted that way are no longer with us. They sunk their ship. They're probably swimming around somewhere. Maybe they're driving Ubers. Who knows? But I don't want this mistake to happen to you because I've seen it happen so often. And it's an ego-driven decision to think that we are better, we are worth more than what the marketplace is telling us. And we're going to make decisions based on, you know, our ego. Like, I don't want to take a hit, but I've always got to say this. You know, I say this. You should do whatever it takes to get you to where you need to get to, right? Without the ego, without the backlash of what you think other people are going to think, what your competitors think. Like, who cares what they think? Honestly. Do the things you've got to do to keep yourself afloat. I always think about if I don't do the things that I want to do for me, then I'm disappointed in myself. I don't care if the industry is disappointed in me or my competitors are disappointed in me or my clients are disappointed in me, because for me, if I go against and sink my own ship because I was too stubborn, then I'm like, I'm disappointed in me. And there's nothing worse than you being disappointed in yourself for making the wrong decision and doing it because of an ego and being in that fixed mindset. So this is really important. And I want to say right now, we are heading towards tougher times. Like people are saying like there's a recession coming and all these things. And what I do want to say to you is don't buy into the fear. There's always like recessions and downturns in economies and booms and busts and everything. Like all this stuff is all normal in business, like super normal. And in fact, it's predictable, very predictable. And in fact, it's intentional. It's very intentional. I want you to think about, there's a few different analogies I could use. Let's say for the wedding photographers out there, let's just say, for instance, each year you have a seasonal business. So for you, I don't know where you are, but maybe in summertime, you got all your bookings and in winter, you got none. Maybe in springtime, you got all your bookings and in autumn, you've got none. Whatever it is for you, but you know every year that it's seasonal. Maybe you live in an amazing spot in the world where there's no seasons and it's just flat out work all the time. Who knows? Maybe you are an e-com store. In an e-com store, you know that Black Friday, November, it's pumping. You know Christmas time, it's pumping. You know January, February, it's dead. Right? So you know these seasons and then you predict and you prepare and you start building your business around understanding these cycles, these micro cycles throughout the year for your business. Now, the economy works exactly the same way. You can't just keep booming in the economy and going up forever, because guess what? Like, people just won't be able to afford to live anywhere. Things are getting more expensive. You wouldn't be able to afford to hire people anymore, like buy things anymore, live anywhere anymore. Like it's not sustainable. It just doesn't work. And so what they do is they will manipulate the market, and they do it a lot of the times with like increasing interest rates, lowering interest rates, like doing things like that, making it easy for people to borrow, harder for people to borrow, harder to do business, easier to do business, harder to hire people. You know, so there's all these different factors. So there's all these telltales as well. So you can see these cycles, and when they're coming, you know that they're coming. It's not like a surprise. And you know, oh yeah, next year we're starting to slow down a little bit, like this is going to be like this and like that. And when you know that, you can prepare for it. You're no longer just swimming around not knowing that, hey, sometimes there's winter and sometimes there's summer, right? Like, it's just part of life. There's always been booms and busts. It just hasn't stopped and it never will stop. So when things start booming and then everyone starts complaining that prices of property are too high, can't afford to ever buy anything anymore, like I don't get paid enough, and then the property cycle will change, the market will change, the economy will change, and then all of a sudden things will get cheaper and, you know, all sorts of stuff happens. The point is, there is a giant big economy out there, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative thing. It means for a lot of entrepreneurs, the interesting thing actually with recessions is the people that lose, guess who it is? It's only middle class. The poor people, they don't care. They didn't have any money anyway. They're living the dream. They're just cruising along. Middle class, they lose it all and they go down. Or some of them will get rich. The rich, do they care? Well, they're already rich and they're still rich. Like they don't really care. You know, they're just cruising through, right? So the middle class, they get pushed down and kept playing small and kept scared so they don't expand, they don't grow, they don't invest into their business. And so they never get rich. And so the cycle will happen every 7 to 10 years over and over and over, where all of a sudden there's a reason why you shouldn't be expanding your business and you got to make it small again. And then after 40, 50 years, you're like, wow, I never grew. I never got anywhere with my business. Funny that. And it's the cycle that we're on. So now that you know that we're in cycles with the economy, you know that perhaps the economy could be moving south side, so we could be going down. I don't want to spread any fear here. I'm here for all the positiveness. So the positiveness, I'm here for the toxic positiveness. Don't worry. Not about that negative, that toxic negativity. I'm about the toxic positivity. So with that in mind, when recessions happen, that's when things like Airbnb got created, or Uber got created, or tons of different companies, because when things go south, there's more opportunities and more people lose money, and it means there's more area for opportunity. So a lot of the times when there's a big boom, the biggest complaint that everyone has is, oh my God, my industry is oversaturated. Then when it goes south side, no one complains about that anymore. They're like, oh my God, there's not enough work, but it's no longer saturated. And so we are always complaining. That's what that tells me. Doesn't matter what the economy is doing, we're always complaining. But it tells me that if it's no longer saturated, then it's time for me to saturate the market. Like I need to expand and grow. Now, you've probably seen that I did this in 2020. I remember in 2020, because I've been an educator since 2015. And I thought it was really weird. Let me digress for a moment. That in 2020, when COVID hit, I thought that all the educators would be rising up to the occasion to help their communities, because that's possibly the only time that you actually need a business coach, or you actually need somebody as an educator. Like you don't really need them so much so when it's booming, but you need them when it's downside, right? So that way you can get support and help and all that kind of stuff, and see how to navigate those harder waters that you don't understand. But what was interesting is most of the educators just went silent and disappeared. And actually bought into the fear. And then they stopped workshops, stopped conferences. They didn't do any online stuff to facilitate, you know, people that are in their houses. Mentoring stopped, one-on-one stopped, literally everything. Like I know friends, their podcast stopped. And I found it really interesting that everyone just ran when there was the time for them to shine. So when I did see this, all the conferences stopped, all this stuff. So when I seen this, that's when I decided, shit, I need to expand here. I need to get my hands on as much money as I can so I can run more ads, so I can spread my business and help the people that have been left out there just floating around. And so we did that in 2020 when everybody was retreating. And they're saying it's the hardest time ever. And, you know, who knows how we're going to recover from this. I was expanding. I did more ads, more workshops, more one-on-ones like than I've ever done before. More podcast episodes. You know, it was just crazy. We ran massive workshops, massive conferences. We did them cheap. So then that way that people could access information from wherever they were. It wasn't all gatekept under really expensive stuff. And we showed up and showed up again and showed up again. From that one thing, my business exploded, of course, because I showed up when people actually needed it, not just, you know, when Instagram's going good and everything's going good and it's trendy to be showing up. I think that's really important. So I want you to think about your business.
Are you going to retreat when people actually need a service out there that's unique, that's amazing? Because people are still doing things out there. People are still enjoying life. They're still in love. They're still doing hitting milestones. They're still doing all the things. And if you just disappear, they still love art, you know. And if you just disappear, I think you're doing yourself a crying shame. Somebody else is going to overtake the market. And if you once wished it was less saturated, well, this is the one opportunity. So seize a downturn as a blessing if you're an innovator and you want to expand yourself, expand your business, grow your business, because it's the time to do those things. While everybody else is scared, you know that this will pass, this storm will pass, and all you need to do is ride it out and also grow, double down, do the things that you have to do to get yourself through and make that big impact so you can grow your business. Now, I want to give another little example in the downturn of 2020. I heard this on a podcast, actually. It was a dentist, and he was somewhere in the middle of America, and he was talking about in 2020, when the lockdowns happened, dentists in his state, it was optional. They could lock down, or because they were a needed service, you can stay open. And they all opted to shut down, basically, in the whole state and neighboring states. So there was no dentist. So this one guy was like, he shut down, and then he realized everyone shut down. And one of his biggest issues was it was just such a saturated market. It was hard to bring on new clients, because if someone went to their dentist, they always went to the dentist. They took their kids to the dentist, you know, to the same clinic. And so this guy realized really quickly, he's like, I don't mind working during the pandemic, and I can sanitize and I can do all the things that I need to do, but let's keep the business open. So he did do that, and he opened up the business. And then not only did he open it, he started advertising more than he's ever done. And he's like, if you're in lockdown, now's the time to get braces. Now's the time to get Invisalign. Now's the time to, you know, do the things that you need to do. And he offered so much support that his business actually, I think it was 12x'd over that time. And then since then, it just has exponentially kept growing and growing and growing. And his business is huge, where everyone else, they ran out of business. They couldn't keep up rent. They've closed down. Like, it's just like a war ground out there, right? After COVID. And I think about that. I'm like, so here's the one opportunist, the actual entrepreneur that was like, here's the cycle. Here's an opportunity. Here's where I'm going to show up. Here's where I'm going to blow up. And this is what I'm going to do. And then dominated. I want to give one more little example of seeing an issue or a change in the market and making things different. So a few years ago, I remember actually when I owned a cafe. So this is 15, 16, 17 years ago, I owned a cafe. Man, I'm feeling old now. 17 years ago. And what was interesting back then is people were drinking cow's milk, but they also, back then, they wanted soy milk as well. So, and I remember a lot of cafes back then are like, oh, it's so annoying that we have to stock two types of milk, like, or three types of milks, like, you know, low fat milk, cow's milk, and then soy milk as well. And then since then, in the last 17 years, things have blown up. And now you got soy milk and almond milk and oat milk and macadamia nut milk and every other type of milk under the sun. And so many coffee shops and baristas have complained and been like, I'm not going to change the type of milks that we have. We're just going to offer soy and that's it, nothing else. And I remember seeing years and years ago, this one cafe, when everyone else was complaining, and I seen the complaints coming in on Facebook and everywhere else. And this one cafe started advertising, like, we stock all the milks, everyone welcome, come on in, like, we've got it, we've got you, right? And so I remember I went there because I was vegan, and they had oat milk and macadamia milk and like all the different things. And all they did was they charged $1 extra per milk, right? So if it's not cow's milk, then you get a different milk and there's $1 extra. And I was like, I'm happy to pay that. And that business absolutely blew up. Not only did they blow up their profits, they blew up their client base and everything else. And while everyone else was complaining, they just seen the solution. Like, is it really a big deal to offer different types of milk? Well, I can just charge a little bit more. And then we are now charging more for our coffees, and we're offering more, and then we're serving more. And guess what? That business is going to expand more than any other business. So I wanted to give that analogy, well, that story, because I think about this What I see when people go into times of recessions or downturns and stuff, I do see people showing up and saying like, I'll never give a discount. I'll never change my prices. I'll never change my packages. I'll never change the way that I do things for my clients. I've always done it this way. I did it this way last year. So next year I'm going to do it just the same. And we're in this fixed mindset and we think for some reason, because we've built something to where it is today, that things shouldn't change. And I actually think the opposite. I think sometimes you need to put down your prices. Sometimes you got to put up your prices. Sometimes they got to go sideways. Sometimes you got to add things. Sometimes you got to subtract things. There's always something that's got to be done in your business. And you got to keep listening to the people that actually love your work and they're buying your stuff. Because if you don't, you'll become irrelevant very soon. Just like all the other coffee shops that didn't serve anything else except cow's milk, like they become irrelevant. And then after a while, they have to start serving all the other milks. And then, you know, and then the rest is history. So I want you to think about that with you right now. Are you rigid right now? And I know you don't want things to change. A lot of people don't. And I know for me, I love change. Like I'm an entrepreneur. Like change for me is literally when I see change, and especially in a recession, it's like the biggest transfer of wealth at any given time. So if we go into a big recession, in my mind, it is the once in a lifetime opportunity for me to be wealthy, to become extremely wealthy. It means I can buy properties. It means I can expand and grow and do a lot of different things. So when I see everyone else complaining, like I know if we go into recession, like I already know all the other educators that I compete with will go out of business. The only reason why I know is because I've seen it in 2020 and like history repeats itself over and over. So it's like whenever there's something like this, it shakes weak hands, right? And if you shake weak hands out, there's less competition and it means you can expand even further. So instead of being fearful, welcome change. The next thing is when people talk about economy, like remember it's your economy that you got to worry about, not the economy. The economy is like things that are out of control. That's like the whole world. Your economy is very different. In any economy, you can have someone that's making billions and someone that's making and someone that's losing everything. So what would you say to the person that's making billions? Like, are they in a bad economy? Because to be honest, they're in a good economy. And someone might say to them, we're in a bad economy. We're in a recession. And then that person making billions is like, well, I'm not in a recession, right? So when I look at that, I think about we have to look after our own economy. That's our own brain, our own mindset, our own knowledge. Because if you're learning these things, you're looking after your own economy, which means you can control that economy. So if you level up and start learning higher value skills, then you're looking after your economy. If you are adding on products that can sell during a recession or during a downturn, then you're looking after your economy. An example of this is like, if you've got a digital course for your creative business right now, then you're looking after your economy because maybe you're having a recession in New Zealand, but there's no recession in Alaska. Maybe there's a recession in Alaska, but there's no recession in Canada. Maybe there's a recession in Canada, but there's no recession in the UK. You get what I'm saying here? It means if you've got a digital course, you can start advertising to a different country and start on their economy because you looked after yourself. You understand how the world works. It's not just the micro, your town only, and that's the only thing you're thinking about. So talking about digital courses, like do you have things like that right now that can insulate you from a downturn? Or are you reliant on one service, one product, one offer, and that's it in one area? Because if you are, sometimes it can be really hard. Really, really hard, you know, especially if you are in a country where there's conflict or something like that, you know, there's other things going on. It can be really hard to show up and make things work when you are the person that's selling your time for money and you have to be the person in the business showing up over and over and over. Something to think about. Next thing to think about. Do you right now, and so I'm talking about like a change or like if the economy goes down, but here's another thing on the micro. Maybe you're becoming a parent or maybe you're having some sort of life shift. Do you have right now what you need for that change? Are you going to be rigid or can you be more fluent? Can you change things up a little bit? Do you have systems in place for a downturn, for you not showing up as much as that you want to show up? Maybe. Yeah, like again, like do you have digital products that you can sell or for people to download? Or do you have a different service that you can outsource? Or do you have people that work for you that can fulfill the orders? Or like what do you have in preparation of you becoming a parent? Another example of this is maybe you're getting really busy and your business is blowing up. Like, do you have the SOPs, the standard operating procedures, and have you documented the way that your business works and the way that you work in your business? And if you haven't, this is really important for all businesses to do. Just a little side note here. The way that I do it is I open up Notion. Notion is a great spot for all my SOPs, which is my standard operating procedures. And then when I'm doing things like replying to an email or editing a photo or like launching a course, I'll just get out Loom, which is another program, and I will record myself doing it, and then I will log that into Notion. So if I do have someone working for me, or if I'm, you know, if you're a parent, you're going off to have a baby and you need someone to step in, then you just give them the link to the Notion and they can literally search everything that you do in your business. So when you step away, then your business is still working every day. I think these things are really important, because otherwise, if you're not even looking after those things and in the micro of the changes of your business right now, then it's going to be really hard for you during, especially if you're having a baby, during a recession and a whole bunch of things are happening at the exact same time. So it's time to get in and systemize your business and not be rigid. So have that mindset of like, okay, I can see what's happening now. Jai's told me that I don't need to worry about the economy. I just need to worry about my economy. And what does that mean? Well, it means I need to level up my skills. Maybe I need to add another product. Maybe I need to systemize my business. Maybe I need a higher leveraged skills or community. I need to be in a new room and I need to listen to new people and I need to be expanding. That's the last one I want to land on, actually. Being in a new room, listening to new people. I have so many people tell me all the time, they're like, Jai, I'm in this Facebook group and everyone's telling me we're going into a recession. It's all looking like doom and gloom. What should we do? And I'm like, the first thing you got to do is stop listening to those people in that Facebook group. And the first thing you got to do is leave that group. Now, I'm not talking about being blind, but I am talking about if you're being fed the wrong information, you're going to panic. And that's how recessions work. It's reliant on human psychology and everyone panicking together at the same time and everyone selling, everyone taking their shares out, everybody quickly trying to sell up their properties and doing it for cheaper and doing it for cheaper. Like everybody not spending money on their credit cards, like everybody not signing up to whatever. Like that's literally what a recession is. And so if you go against that, like if you listen to everyone, when I listen to everyone, I'm like, oh, I just need to do the opposite to what everyone's doing. An example of that, it's like the last 12 months I've been telling everyone, like, if you want to make some really good money, this is not financial advice, but this is my advice. Okay. If you want to make really good money over the next 24 months, like buy a lot of Bitcoin. And I've been saying this for months and months and months since, I would say, November, October last year, because before that I was saying don't buy. And then I think in November I changed my status to buy, and I've got a little group with my friends and family, my close friends and family on Facebook. And I'm always like updating them, like, now's the time to buy, now's the time to buy. And if you look over the last like few months, yeah, I've just been going hard saying time to buy, time to buy, time to buy. Funny thing is, a lot of people don't listen, but that's okay. But being less rigid, you could have been the type of person that was like, no, gold is the only way. Shares is the only way. Bitcoin is dead. You know, Bitcoin doesn't make any sense. Crypto, I don't understand it. And you're living in a world that doesn't exist anymore. Yes, once upon a time, gold was better than a lot of things and shares were better than a lot of things. And the way that we worked, you know, yes, we want to hate on NFTs and we want to believe that they're all dead and that's never going to come back. And we want to believe all these things because we hang on to this nostalgic feeling of our parents and their dream, what they had, and their parents, our grandparents and everybody else, and the way that they made money. And we believe that if we just do the same thing, we're going to make a lot of money too, which is work for 40 years with the wage, slowly get a pay rise, put it into a 401k, buy a house. Hopefully that goes up enough that we're one day going to retire. Like we still, like, even though we don't want to admit it, so many of us, we still live and breathe that narrative that just doesn't work. And we're just not happy to listen to any kind of innovation and where we are today and the way that the world is actually moving, all the things that are actually changing and the things that are actually happening. And I think it's really important that we are hyper aware of the conversations that are happening in the world today with where people are putting their money and everything else. Because don't forget, everything, when it comes to economy and when it comes to investing like Bitcoin and gold, everything runs on human psychology. It's literally humans. So if most humans right now are all running around saying like gold is the best place to put their money, then they probably will. But I can bet any money if I jump on TikTok, if I jump on YouTube, there's not that many people anymore saying that. It's all young people and they're all on NFTs and crypto and everything like that, which is telling me the new money is on these platforms and the old money is dying out on those platforms. Does that make sense? So we need to be looking, where are the ways and where are we putting our attention and what's relevant today? Or are we stuck in the past and we're just doing things because we want to be rigid? We've been told something in the past, what to stick away from or what to go towards, and we're not going to change because of our ego. We want to be right all the time. So that's it today. I just want to finish this by saying, don't ever be scared of a downturn, of a recession, of things quietening down, because don't forget, as things quiet down, the weak hands lose quickly. And so there becomes, so the equilibrium changes. And so what happens is there'll be less people in the market maybe, but then to compensate, usually the prices go up and more people are looking for quality and things like that. So things do change. And I know that probably just doesn't make sense to you right now, but things change. And the most important thing is that you understand where you are in the cycle right now and where you are with your economy in your own brain. Like, do you feel like you can survive? Do you feel like you know business enough? The interesting thing about business, and the reason why, another reason why my business will blow up with the six-figure business map when the recession hits, is because everyone thinks they're geniuses until the market turns downwards. It's so easy to make money when it's booming. It's so easy. You just have to put a poster out there. All you have to do, like if, say, for instance, you're a photographer, you just have to start an Instagram account. You're good to go, you know? But when it goes downwards, the ones that actually know business ride it out. They're the ones with the big ships that come cruising through and they clean up. They clean up everything because they know that, like, well, now's the time. There's no competition. There's no one to compete with. Now's the time to expand the reach. And they dominate. And so I want you to think about right now, like, are you on a little paper mache boat that's out there that's sort of, you know, getting a bit of water and it's starting to sink a little bit? And even the thought of a recession is like making you scared? Or are you sitting there ready, lock and loaded, and you know your mindset's strong, your knowledge is strong, you understand business, you're ready to go. No matter what happens, you're probably going to come out on top. And if you don't, at least you fought and you gave it your best shot. So don't be scared of it. Honestly, it's the best opportunity that you probably have in your lifetime. If you see people always complaining about, like, I should have bought in kindergarten, you know, the baby boomers, they had it so easy and so cheap and everything else. And now everything's so expensive and everything. Well, with a recession, basically it corrects a lot of these things. So it's time for you to be ready and to get into stuff like that. And last little piece of advice is, if we are actually in a season where we are going more south side, so maybe we're going on a bit of a downturn, it's really important to be not over leveraged. And I'm talking about like big credit card debt, big home loan debt, big car debt, like things like that. You want to have as much cash as possible, because when the opportunity arises, then you want to go all in on things, because that's when wealth's actually made. It's really important. And I think I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on that. So stay tuned, like where to put your money for a recession to come out on top, because you can make a lot of money. Obviously, that's just the way that these things are built and designed for. One person loses, the other ones win. So I want you to be on top and I want you to be a winner. Make sure that you're preparing your business. Make sure you're closing the hatches and you're not overspending. You don't have credit card debt, all that kind of stuff. And make sure that you're sitting pretty and you're ready to go no matter what kind of storm is coming your way. And you're not rigid. You're not in that fixed mindset and you're ready to make things happen. Hey, thanks again for listening to the Make Your Break podcast. I am hosting a webinar this month. If you do want to join, it's where you're leaving money on the table, no matter what creative you are, no matter how much money you're making. If you're making $10,000, then you're leaving $10,000 on the table. If you're making $100,000, then you're leaving $100,000 on the table. That's just how business works. It's funny, but it is true. And it's interesting. When you crack it, you're like, ah, I understand it. And it also is going to help you understand where to put your time and effort in the next 24 months. Once you see this formula, you're going to be mind blown and you'll be like, okay, now I fully understand where I need to be putting my time. It's in the marketing, or it's my website, or it's sales, or it's my brand, or whatever it is. But this
calculation is going to, and this webinar is going to show you exactly where you need to be putting your time. So if you do want to join me, sixfigurebusinessmap.com, and I'll see you over there.